This is what hazardous air pollution looks like. The 20 million residents of New Delhi are breathing smog. Some of the city's most famous sites now hidden. In some areas, levels of pollution are nearly 40 times the maximum recommended by the World Health Organization.
I feel a shortage of oxygen and the plants and trees are dying. There's no greenery and the pollution level is very high.
The government's asking people to stay inside. Diesel cars and trucks are banned from entering the capital. Construction has been stopped and some factories closed. The government's announced primary schools will be shut from Saturday, following calls from parents and other groups.
When we wake up in the morning, we feel that we should not send our children to school. The conditions are so bad that when we go to our balcony, we feel difficulty in breathing.
New Delhi is the world's most polluted capital. One study found more than 17,000 deaths in 2019 were linked to air pollution. Every winter, it's blanketed in smog as cold, heavy air traps dust and pollution. Another major cause is crop burning by farmers in the neighboring states of Punjab and Haryana, a problem that's often politicized, with opposition parties seizing on who is to blame.
The issue of stubble burning can be resolved by assisting the farmers, not by cussing them. The central government and India's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party should apologize to the farmers instead of blaming them. They should also apologize to the residents of Delhi.
The chief ministers of Punjab and Delhi say they're doing all they can to tackle pollution, but are calling on federal and state governments to work together. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India will aim to stop emitting greenhouse gases by 2070. That's two decades later than a goal adopted by the U.S. and at least 10 years later than China. Back in the city, this smog is expected to last for days, and more emergency measures are planned. But without major changes, the millions of people who live there will have little choice but to adapt to what's fast becoming a new normal. Alexandra Byers, Al Jazeera.